It is time. Oh, it is time for the game plan. Yes, indeed. Brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor with full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. Time to talk some Black Bear football, and to do that, I'm joined by my partner on the Black Bear broadcasts, Bob Lucy. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Richard. How are you doing today?
Outstanding. How are you this afternoon?
Very good. It's actually been a very relaxing day, unlike really any Friday we've had so far this season.
I know. We were chatting before we came on the air here. I feel like we've been on the road all season so far with just that one home game, and that was kind of a strange one with Rhody a couple of weeks ago with the impending storm, moving it to Friday and no tailgating. It'll be nice to see the fans out in the parking lot and have it feel like a normal home game tomorrow.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be a big game for both of these teams, Maine and Stony Brook, each in search of their first win of the season. They've had different routes to get there. Stony Brook lost a tough one to Richmond last week. This Maine schedule, my goodness, losing a tough one by two to an FBS opponent in Florida International, and then three straight losses to nationally ranked FCS opponents. I don't know that anybody in the FCS ranks has had a tougher schedule to start the year.
Yeah, I don't think they have, Rich. When you take into consideration the scope of what Maine has done over the last 4 weeks, it's been very challenging. A lot of travel going down to Florida, then you're in North Dakota, back to Maine, but it's a Friday night, and then the game with William and Mary. But I think this is kind of a restart for Maine. I think they have seven winnable games left. There are also seven games that they're going to have to play well to win. There are no gimmies, as we know, on their schedule, particularly in the CAA. But when I look ahead, I see the next three opponents currently have a combined record of 2-9, Rich. So I think that Maine has got opportunities here to kind of get started again and hopefully really start to have some success and get some wins.
Well, and one of the things they want and probably need to do to be successful is to get more consistent offensive production. The Bears averaging just 102 yards on the ground, 150 in the air, and less than 10 points a game. And the Black Bears just haven't really, been able to establish a consistent run game and make that play action pass more effective for Derek Robertson.
No, not yet, Rich. I think they've been a little up and down offensively for sure and defensively. But I think the key to this is to establish a productive ground game. And everything will come off of that. The play action passes, the rollout passes, some of the deception that's been lacking in the offense. And when I look at Maine over the last three games, they actually put up 165 yards rushing against FIU and outrushed them 165-13 in the opener. But since then, over the last three games, Maine's offense is averaging 25 rushes for 81 yards and one rushing touchdown per game. On the flip side, their opponents over the last three games have averaged 48 rushes for 267 yards and 3.33 rushing touchdowns per game. So Maine, I think, both offensively and defensively, needs to get ground control. And if they get ground control, I think they're going to have a lot more success moving forward.
Well, this Stony Brook team might be just what the doctor ordered for the Black Bear offense. So far, they're allowing 200 rushing yards and 441 total yards per game. Would love to see Maine put up those kind of numbers tomorrow.
Well, you're right, Rich. I think for Maine, if they can establish that ground game and get multiple backs involved, not only Tristan Keenan, who leads them in rushing with 273 yards, but John Gay. He's got 152 yards rushing, but on only 25 carries, he's averaging 6.1 yards per carry. And then they've got Brian Santana Fees, who only had four carries for 13 yards, but he looks great. He's 6 foot, 215 pounds, and he pancaked the defensive player in his first rush of his Maine career at William & Mary.
We're talking Bob Lucy here on Downtown. It's the game plan for the Black Bears and the Seawolves of Stony Brook tomorrow. It's tough when a team is giving up 30 points a game and nearly 400 yards to say that Maine's defense has played well, but I think that's been the case. They just haven't been able to do it for four quarters, and part of that is because the offense has forced them to be back out there a lot, and I think maybe getting a little gassed in the second half.
Well, time of possession has been challenging. There's no question about that. Maine only had 23 minutes and 8 seconds of possession time, and they haven't been moving the chains the way they'd like to on third down, only converting a little over 27% of their third downs. But on the flip side, Maine's defense has played really well, interestingly enough, in the first quarter when they've been fresh, no question about it. But they've only allowed an average of 4 points per game this season in the first quarter. But over the final three quarters, their opponents have averaged 26 points per game. Overall, Maine has been outscored 120-39, including 59-13 in the second half. So as the game wears along or goes along, they seem to wear down a little bit. I think one key thing this weekend, Rich, as it always is Maine needs to get the upper hand on third down offensively and defensively. I mentioned Maine offensively only converting about 27%, but defensively, their opponents are converting 52.6%. So Maine needs to get off the field on third down, and they need to move the chains with a little bit more consistency with their offense on third down.
One of the guys who has been consistent on defense, and you tweeted out some numbers on him earlier today, Darius McKenzie has been, every bit as good as we thought he'd be when he was a situational guy the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, he's just outstanding. 6'3", 240 pounds. He can run very fast, and he's very physical when he gets to the point of attack. But I think the thing that stands out to me, he is adept at reading plays quickly and then getting downhill or going side to side. He excels as a run stopper, as an edge rusher when they bring him up, and as a pass defender. I just think he's outstanding, and he's only a sophomore. He's going to get better and better.
Another guy who's been a key on the defense is the transfer from Boston College, Isaiah Henderson.
Yeah, he's played exceptionally well, Rich, on that defensive line. He's got 24 tackles, 4.5 tackles for a loss, a sack, a forced fumble. He's always around the football, and he's got a knack for penetrating and getting into that backfield and wreaking havoc.
Well, as we look at this Stony Brook offense, 115 yards a game on the ground, 170 in the air. Like Maine, they're struggling to score, just a few ticks over 13 points per game. They've got a grad student at quarterback in Casey Case, who has only completed 50% of his throws and has more interceptions than he does touchdowns this season. And they really haven't generated much of a run game yet.
No, they haven't. I think Casey Case, the quarterback, Maine's got to get after him in the pocket. He doesn't look like a real dual threat guy. He's got negative 17 yards rushing on 13 carries. He's thrown 3 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Maine needs to get the sack going, and they've got to force some turnovers. And that has slowed down after that FIU game. When I look at some of the numbers right now, Rich, over the last 3 games, the Black Hole has only forced 3 turnovers, and they've only made 1 sack. And they really need to turn the heat up on the 6'6", 220-pound grad student, Casey Case, tomorrow.
And chances are pretty good that at some point in the game, I'm going to call him Casey Kasem.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a tongue twister. We got to be careful with that.
I know, absolutely. Special teams, Bob, has been an area where Maine has been pretty solid this season. We keep saying every game we feel like Trevin Ewing is about ready to take a kick back for a touchdown. They've been pretty good on punt returns as well. And then both the punter, Aiden Cadigan, and kicker Cody Williams have been solid, and Joey Bryson on kickoffs.
Yeah, I think they've done an exceptional job in all ways, and their coverage team is doing a great job, too. You see John Gay hustling down there, Tyshawn Stewart hustling down there and making plays. When I think of their special teams, I think of really playing consistently well across the board, as you mentioned. Aiden Cadigan has been outstanding, the punter. He's averaging 45.6 yards per punt. That's tops in the CAA and fifth in FCS football. He's got a long punt of 65 yards. He's put five inside the 20, and four, they had the fair catch. So he's been outstanding. I really like Joey Bryson as well. He's averaging 61.5 yards per kickoff. He's got four touchbacks, and he sends the ball down there into the end zone or near the end zone almost every time. Cody Williams, the kicker, place kicker, four of six, along the 48 yards. So they're doing some really good things on special teams. I like Joe Gillette as a punt returner. He got his first punt return, I believe, against William & Mary. And then you said Trevin Ewing. All he did last year was set a single school record for kick return yards with 764. He's a ticking time bomb back there. William & Mary wouldn't kick him the ball.
Absolutely not. So, Bob, what is the history of this Maine-Stony Brook series?
Well, it's been very competitive. Each team has won five. So there have been 10 games all time. Maine is 5-5 all time against the Seawolves. Six of the last 10 games, Rich, have been decided by 7 points or less, including, you'll remember, 2 1-point wins by Stony Brook, one at Maine and one there last year, and a 2 overtime win by Stony Brook in 2007, which was the first matchup between Maine and Stony Brook. I look for a hard-fought game again tomorrow, Rich. These two teams are both known to be physical in the trenches and like to run the football. So I think it's going to be a hard-hitting, physical game. Maine has not beaten Stony Brook at home since 2015. Stony Brook has won two straight games in this series.
Well, and the game is being played on the 30th of September, and so a win by the Black Bears would reverse a very difficult recent trend in this month of September.
Yeah, September has not been a good month for the Black Bears since the 2014 season. Only 6 wins and 23 losses in the month of September. But we're going to look positively moving forward here. Maine has won 17 of their last 26 games in October and 8 of their last 13 games in November.
Well, there we go.
They're on the horizon.
Absolutely. Well, that's what the Black Bears are hoping for tomorrow as well. It is a 3:30 kickoff, Maine and Stony Brook, Black Bears and Seawolves tomorrow afternoon. Parda, thanks as always for coming on, giving us the lowdown, and I will see you tomorrow morning as we make our way up there.
That sounds good, Rich. Looking forward to it.
It's Bob Lucy and the Game Plan here on Downtown, brought to you every week by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, helping you take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative Print Services works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.